Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9, HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. New jobless claims fell more than expected last week, but continuing claims set a new record for the eighth straight week. The Labor Department says the tally of initial requests for unemployment insurance dropped to a seasonally adjusted 646,000 from the previous week's revised figure of 658,000. That was better than analysts' expectations. Continuing claims, though, jumped 185,000 to a seasonally adjusted 5.47 million. That is a record high. USDA released its export sales report this morning for the week ending March 12th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 7.9, next year, 0.8. Corn this year, 17.3. Soybeans this year, 5.3, next year, 7.2. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading at 74.95. It's up 9 points. The NASDAQ at 14.98 is up almost 7. And the S&P 500 is at 7.96. And it is up 2.25 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Join us this evening at the American Legion in Mazan, Illinois, for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. Panelists for tonight's meeting, which begins at 6:30, by the way, include Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group out of Decatur, Illinois. That's, again, at the American Legion in Mazan, Illinois, the meeting at 6:30. No advance registration is required, and the meeting is free. Joining us now to talk about the weather is our very own AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. And the Midwest is starting to get ramped up and looking at this upcoming planting season, and we have some rain on the way. A light rain fell across the region yesterday. Generally, amounts were less than a half inch in most areas. Very little rain fell across east central Illinois. But the forecast is wetter, starting out with weather that will be moving into the upper Midwest Friday through March 28th in the west and Monday through March 28th in the east. A powerful storm system is expected to bring widespread rain to the Midwest starting on Monday through Wednesday of next week. Some of the rain will be heavy and some new flooding may occur in the lower Midwest. Flooding may also become more serious across North Dakota and northern Minnesota, where the deep snow melt continues, and significant rain early next week will worsen the flood situation there. Colder temperatures will follow that storm system, but it doesn't look like any crop-threatening cold will move into the area. Another significant precipitation event will move into the eastern Corn Belt for the end of the month, 26th to 28th, and that may induce some flooding of its own. So we're keeping our eyes on the storms that will be moving across the country from west to east. And right now, as far as the topsoil and the upper levels of the subsoil moisture, very wet conditions across central and southern Wisconsin into northern Illinois, southern Michigan, and northern Indiana are the wettest areas. The driest across areas in the eastern Corn Belt, it looks like southeastern Ohio, relatively dry, as our conditions in southern Illinois, a little bit not parched, but drier than normal for this time of year. And in areas in the southwestern plains, things continue to be dry. But it does look like some rain will be working its way into the southern plains if the get enough for the upcoming season is doubtful, but they do look for some improvement in the soil conditions there. As far as the delta in the southeast, a shot of cold air is expected to arrive in that area late next week. Temperatures colder than usual in the delta in the southeast, and locations may see temperatures approaching crop-threatening levels during the last weekend of the month. However, that's still a long way off, and we're going to keep our eye on that. There are other areas in the U.S. in the west. Rain and snow lingers across the Pacific Northwest, but very warm and very dry weather conditions in California, the Intermountain region, and the southwest. On the plains, a few rain showers dot the central portion of the region, including Kansas and Nebraska. Cooler air is spreading above the still parched southern high plains. Temperatures are rebounding to above normal levels in the northern high plains. And again, in the Corn Belt, we have this narrow area of rain showers crossing the Ohio Valley. Elsewhere, dry but cooler weather conditions prevail. Some lowland flooding persists across the middle Mississippi Valley into the lower Great Lakes region. As far as South America, things are starting to get a little too dry in Argentina. Summer crop stress has become significant in Buenos Aires and some immediate neighboring areas due to the low top and subsoil moisture. Rain early next week will be welcome, but it might not be quite enough to seriously change the stressful conditions there. Some additional yield losses are possible in unirrigated fields, and a more significant rain event is needed to take place. In Brazil, good crop maturation and harvest weather will continue in the south. Over the next 10 days, frequent showers and thunderstorms elsewhere will slow farming activities at times, but some harvest progress will occur around the precipitation. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 590 and three quarters, up 7 3/4. Last trade up 13. At the Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 540.5, up 10.5. Last trade up 15. July 551, up 8.5. Last trade up 14.5. May corn opened at 395.25, up 7. Last trade up 9 3/4. July 405.5, up 7. Last trade up 10. December 424.5, up 5 3/4. Last trade up 10 1/4. May beans open at 929.5, up 14.5. Last trade up 29. July 927, up 15.25. Last trade up 29 3/4. November 870, up 14. Last trade up 28. May soybean meal opened at 293.80, up 450. Last trade up 8.30. May soybean oil opened at 31.31, up 39. Last trade up 88. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
We did have export sales out this morning, but I don't think the trade is probably going to be looking at that. They're probably going to be looking at the U.S. dollar and whether or not it can fall further. It's fallen 1.5 in the trading session thus far today. It's around 83. Of course, that on the news yesterday from the Federal Reserve saying it will buy up to $300 billion worth of longer-term U.S. government debt over the next 6 months, as well as expanding purchases of mortgage-related debt to ease the credit market crisis. So the question is, we saw good movement overnight. We're going to see follow-through today.
I think so. This corn market, I think, on the collapsing dollar will be up 8 to 10 cents, something like that. We saw spec buying coming into the grain market this week, Monday in particular, not so much yesterday, and really a couple of days last week. I think we are seeing speculative interest. And, again, it may beans topped over the last month's high for the March contract since it's the new nearby, and that 383 ought to be some good, pretty good support in here.
Yeah, the beans really went and ran overnight. In fact, they're close to challenging in the nose the 100-day moving, or the 50-day moving average. Yes.
Yeah, they are. This inverted futures market continues to look bullish on the old crop, but overnight we saw the new crop poke its head up. I think we'll continue to see higher prices here at the outset, maybe 25 or 30 higher. That's a huge move up in the beans. Light speculative buying yesterday ought to pick up.
You would think that we should be looking seriously at some new crop hedges at that point, don't you think?
I think any time these November beans get up in this $9 range is the area that I've targeted, mm-hmm. and we're not quite there yet.
Okay, what about the wheat?
The wheat market, even though that should be the big beneficiary of the weak dollar, probably will be the laggard today, maybe 10 to 15 higher. We're still seeing the majority of the export business go outside the U.S. just because of cheaper prices.
And very quickly over on CME Livestock, please.
On the livestock market, I think the cattle market will be lightly mixed, up 20 to down 20 type of thing. We're not seeing any interest in the primal cuts there. On the hog side, I think we'll be lower with the cash market lower as well.
Thank you very much, Ellen. You have a grand day. That's Ellen Dearden. She is with AgReview out of Morton, Illinois. She joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. By the way, twice a day you can hear us on your phone. Dial 217-333-3434 after 10:15 a.m. and 3 o'clock p.m. for market analysis. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.